Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Rothko, coming in hot. Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm already smiling after what we spoke about when the show started. But anyway, welcome aboard, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. That was Rothko, a track called Coming In Hot. They are Hull Rock Punk, Tony, rather than Punk Rock. See what I did there. What is Rothko's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rothko Band.
facebook.com/profile.php?equals815738406000083. And why is that, Tony?
Oh, that's a default URL, isn't it?
Default URL, but it doesn't matter, you'll find them. Type in R-O-T-H-C-O, Rothko, and then band into that there, internet, and you will find out all about them if you need to. Paul, if you're on this net, one, Tony, nil. I've got some additional material for you as well. I've got not one, but two lots. So we're just going to do the first lot here. We'll do the second lot later on in the show, all right?
Cool.
Yeah, all right. So we have heard from Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, once again. What would we do without you? I'll tell you what we do without Jeff. Stop.
That's right. Yeah.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We've had a joke from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
It really is good. I'll miss saying that. Or will I? Jeff says, I changed all my passwords to Kenny. I now have Kenny Loggins. P.S. My brother Ben has Alzheimer's. I hope it isn't hereditary because my brother Ben has Alzheimer's. Jeff's a funny lad. Let's see who's in yet. So proud of that.
Excellent.
If you can do as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Two songs in a row now. Now, the first one is from Dammit. The second one isn't from the latest Damnations Dammit, but is from a band we first heard via Dammit. And this is going to happen again later on in the show as well. It's how bizarre. So what I'm saying is, Tony, stay tuned for Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
Nice.
Right. And there's an additional bit about them as well coming up. But first, band called Caught on Sight, punk rock from Pittsburgh, Tony.
Mm.
Which are on, I think, the latest Damnations Dammit Records, mate. You know, I get confused. Can you just mention it?
Yeah, it's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. You pay like a small fee and you get the music for the month. They do two a month. Do have a look at it, but dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. Have a shifty. Also, if you're in a band, do get in touch with them, because they're always looking for new artists and new material. You've got to send them a new track, hasn't been released before and won't be released for about 9 months or something. So something a bit exclusive, darling, and they'll send it out. Yeah, that's Dammit Records for you.
That's Dammit Records for you. that's Dammit Records for you. Anyway, Caught on Sight of the band Tony, punk rock from Pittsburgh. What is Caught on Sight's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Caught on Sight.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/ CAUGHT Caught on ON Sight. SIGHT. Tony One, pull me in step one. Stay tuned for Caffeine Turner Overdrive. This is Bygones.
Like a shot fox. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the bed swing, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kathleen Turner Overdrive, track called End of the Line. Brisbane punks, and not to be confused with the South Warwickshire covers bands. Bizarrely, there are two bands in the world called Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
Right.
What are the chances?
It's a good name, though.
What are the chances? The ones you need to find out about, because trust me, you don't need to find out about the others, have a Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/ Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
You'd hope so, but they were clearly aware that there was another band already with this fantastic name, Kathleen Turner Overdrive. So it's facebook.com/ Musical Relics. Oh. MUSICAL RELICS, Musical Relics. For Kathleen Turner Overdrive, the band you want. Great track there. End of the line. Paulie Venusnet 2, Tony 1. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to our page, facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Please do get in touch. There's also a Punky group. You can post in there. Again, we post our show notes in both the page and the group. Reply to either. We'll see it. Now, it's clearly warm in the UK, and you've not been sat at a computer, but you've hardly been in touch. So I've got one comment that, frankly, it's I wouldn't normally even read it out, but it's right. The only one I've got. Now the talk up to this point is longer than the comments will be, but that's fine. But I'm just saying, if you want better comments than this, you've got to leave them.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to pack my bags. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So look, Facebook
out
comments.
Out of Facebook. You're going to get out of Facebook.
I forgot of everything.
Blimey.
So get a comment in. So we've had one comment this week, and that is from the Red Bastards.
Oh, I love the Red Bastards.
Yeah, and the Red Bastards say, "Cheers, Punky Radio." Well, it's all right. Thank you, Red Bastards. Yes, leaving us a comment.
I say, "Cheers, Red Bastards."
Cheers, Red Bastards. Was it bastards enough yet?
No,
probably not.
Let's say it together after three. Like, the whole thing, Red Bastards. Is it the Red Bastards?
It's the, yeah, the Red Bastards.
It is. After three. One, two, three. The
Red Bastards.
That's close enough.
Yeah. but yeah, that's it. Thank you for that. And that is all I have for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
But clearly you lot are. Right. Now, I do have to say, Tone, in the show notes that I sent you, I said the next band is called GOK. They're called GOK 2.
Is that the numeric 2 or II?
It's the numeric 2, just so you know. Right. And now, this was first sent through a few weeks ago now. And I said, oh, you haven't sent this through the actual MP3 of the song. Can we have it? And now, who was it now? Oh, I can't remember who it was. And Wall of Sound PR, I think it was, said, yeah, no worries, mate, we'll send it. And they did. They sent the whole EP. This, like many other songs on this week, might sound like a bit of a departure from our usual fare, which is what I meant to say at the start of the show.
Right, okay.
But I completely forgot, and you know what, nobody cares. When I say a departure, this is an Estonia-based multi-instrumentalist born in Istanbul. How about that?
Woo!
But what is his Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ GOK2?
Facebook.com/ I am GOK2, as in the letter I, then AM, then GOK, then the numeric 2. Facebook.com/ I am GOK2. Paul Dean's it. 3, Tony Wall, and this is BTFD.
side. Bombs, bombs, shell shock, live out and another cry. I don't believe that, I don't feel that. Let me tell the story, how I come alive. Couple of breakdowns and a suicide. Broken leg, broken heart, broken all the time. I've been shot dead twice, but I never die.
I'ma kick back when you fake like that. I'ma kick back with that that you never, never had. I'ma kick back when you fake like that. I'ma kick back with that that you never, never had. Kill yourself, this will pass too. This shall pass too. Let me tell the story, how I come alive. Double standards hits me all the time. Xenophobia is like everywhere. Never ending racist puppy clowns. I'ma kick back when you fake like that. I'ma kick back with that that you never, never had. I'ma kick back when you fake like that. I'ma kick back with that that you never, never had.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bit this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gok 2, a track called BTFD. Find out more at facebook.com/ I am Gok 2. Did you do anything last week?
So I've been rewatching Andor season 1 because season 2's out. So I thought I'm going to catch up on that.
I don't know what that is.
It's Star Wars prequel before the guy from Rogue One.
Is it a Disney Plus thing?
It's a Disney Plus thing.
Yeah,
but it is excellent.
Right.
Okay. So season 2 is out, which will take us up to Rogue One, which takes you up to the original Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah. So watching that, I was a lot of work. Work's going very well.
That's not geeky at all, Tony.
that's who I am. Work's going well, and then on Friday night we drove over to Whitchurch.
Yeah, how was it?
Well, the drive was long, so we had to get there for 6. So we left. I think I left my house at 2:30. Got there for 6-ish with our new drummer, and then we it was good. The venue's lovely. It's mad. It's in an old pub, and it's got, like, for example, it's got 2 stuffed tigers in cages. It's got dolls hanging from the ceiling. It's got old jukeboxes, again, in cages. It's very dark and it's mad. But lovely venue.
Sounds great.
It's great. If it was local, it's the kind of thing you'd love to go to. It's like,
right.
It's,
yeah.
And it's got a good crowd. And it is small. The stage itself is relatively small. So again, you know, if you get 10, 20 people in there, it looks massive. And it was good. It was a good night. We were headlining, as it were, while we were on last. We had Kill the Masters played, and they were from Bolton, and we had Space Pistols play, and they were from Milton Keynes. Kill the Masters, very good, heavy, melodic, scary. Excellent. They took the shirts off. I could do them without that, to be honest.
I don't need that.
Don't need that. Space Pistols played in pink boiler suits.
Don't need that either.
I didn't need that. The guy looked like Chris Cornell, sounded like Laney from Alice in Chains. Very grungy, which is my kind of bag, but I need something a bit more upbeat these days. And then we came all that nonsense. Had a good night. Had a great night, actually.
Oh, good.
Finished off 11, got home at 3. AM. Yeah. Shattered. So Saturday was mostly shattered. And then Sunday morning, this morning, band practice for the wedding. That went very well. Played the set through. It's pretty much there. And now it's Sunday afternoon. We're making this, and here I am. How's your week?
Well, I'm on the last knockings of my fucking kids' book now. It's nearly there. Nearly there. I also have watched some things this week I didn't know I would have watched at the start of this week, including on Amazon Prime some Eastern European historical fiction films.
Right.
That dealt with periods of history I know nothing about, sort of late Viking era sort of stuff. And they're all called things like Fall of the Kingdom, The Last Pagan, stuff like that. Watch them all. And then last night I watched a film that passed me by recently when it came out, which is called something like Regularly Asked Questions About Time Travel or something.
Yeah. I've seen it. It keeps popping up. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Chris O'Dowd film that I was completely unaware of when it came out about 17 years ago. It's good. Good. Liked it. Forrest managed to let me down again with only getting a draw against Leicester after only getting a draw against Palace. But it does mean we have definitely qualified for European football of some sort. So that was incredible.
Cool.
I'm watching the unravelling of the new Pope with interest. One day everyone loves him, the next day everyone hates him.
What's he done now?
Oh, no, I don't really mean here. I mean in the States.
Oh, the States. Fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah. Trump. Didn't Trump call him a communist or something?
But it says like he's an American Pope, but he's not American first Pope. Or whatever it was. Something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Get a grip.
Yeah. So anyway, not a lot to report on what I did this week. I had a walk down the shops twice this week. I didn't drive. Oh, because I did tell you last week, I had a puncture.
Yeah. You said you were going to take it to the garage. Yeah.
So I got two new back tyres. You know when you get new back tyres, it feels like you're driving a spaceship.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Superb. Still the same knackered old Ford Focus, but just for half an hour. Oh, brilliant. Right, then. Let's play something from the vault, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
Knox, Tony, Sardish Psychos, that is a psychobilly stroke neo-rockabilly band from Sardinia, a band that were one of the first bands to ever send us something via MySpace, going back all of that.
God.
This came out quite a few years ago now. I'm not sure whether they're still going on or not. You can have a look by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/KnoxBand.
Facebook.com/Knox, N-O-X, dot rockabilly. Knox dot rockabilly. Poorly means net for Tony One, and this is just brilliant. I love this song. Dentro il Covo.
Dentro il Covo sono lo stregone strano con un osso buco. Leggo la tua mano con un occhio morto. Vedo da lontano. Io del covo sono lo stregone strano. Quando il sole è stanco, vengo su dal porto. Cammino di fiume.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nox Dentro Il Covo. And find out more, facebook.com/nox.rockabilly. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh dear.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? And how much is it to watch them play? Is it international? Doesn't have to be in the UK. Clues in the name. So let me know your gigs you haven't done. But fortunately, or unfortunately for the people of Bolton, I'm playing one this week. In an unusual two gigs within 8 days scenario, the Hearn, which is my other alter ego, is playing this week. So this Friday, the 16th of May, at the Bob, at the Alma in Bolton. My band, Tony and the Apocalypse Babies, are playing, along with the Cars That Ate Paris, who we played before, and headlining Rites of Hadder.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so we're playing free. It's free entry, 7 p.m. start. I think that the Elmer is a good classic music pub. I think it's been there for years, but yeah. We're speaking to the band from Bolton last week, and they said it's great. So, fingers crossed, if you are there, do check it out. So Friday night, it'll be lovely weather. And there'll be some sweaty men bouncing
and
around.
And do say hello to Wasp from Rites of Hadder from me.
And he is the singer?
The lead singer.
Okay.
He's a very interesting man. He will... There'll be at least one costume change in that gig. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
They are a very entertaining band to watch live. Absolutely great band.
Cool.
And he's a lovely bloke as well. And you know, we both have a shared Hitchin heritage.
We played quite a few times, haven't we, over the years? So
yeah.
And the Cars That Ate Paris, I mean, when we played with them last year, they were missing a member, so I don't think I had the full popper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there was a singer missing or something. Something wasn't right. So
was there a bass player missing?
Something like that. It was some member was doing something they shouldn't have done.
Right.
But anyway, they're playing.
No, that feeling.
Exactly. I get it all the time.
Yeah, so that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah. That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo!
Yeah,
not really bothered. No. Right, so let's play another track. If I'd known Rites of Hadder were on the gig with you, we would have played a Rites of Hadder song here now, but instead we have Evil E-V-I-L-L-E. We played them once before. They are Brighton Brat Metalers, Tony.
Cool.
What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/evil.
He said that beautifully. facebook.com/evil band. E-V-I-L-L-E. Evil. Evil. Yeah. Bat. Probably the internet 5, Tony Wong, crikey. Sis, get with me.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Evil or Evil and a track called Get With Me. Brighton Brat Metalers there. Evil the... No, not Evil the band. Facebook.com/Evil band. Evil. I'm sure it's Evil. I just say Evil. Are you doing anything this week?
It'll be work, a bit busy, and then gig Friday at Bolton, probably do the pissing late night, and then probably weekend off. It's quiet. It'd be bits and pieces, but yeah, the usual. Not much going on. What are you two?
I got knack all on this week as well. The only thing that I will be celebrating in even a small way is that May the 17th, September Mai, which is, of course, Norway Day. I always celebrate Norwegian independence, Tony. We all need a hobby.
Yeah.
Mine's once a year, and I celebrate Norwegian independence. It's a long story. It goes back to 2012. Not that you care, not that anyone cares. I mean, I don't really. Yeah. But we'll wear something red, something white, and something blue. Okay. Quite easy to do because it's a little bit like St. George's Day in that regard. I've got the red and white covered. But I will, on the 17th of May, September Mai, I will, in honour of Norwegian independence from the Danes, fucking Danes getting everyone's way, cycling up the fjord, smoking fags, drinking beer. I will do something about that. Also, next Sunday, or Sunday coming, should I say, Forest away to West Ham. If we win that game, there is still an outside chance of Champions football, depending on how teams do against Man City and against Chelsea. So anyway, that's that. Not much else, really. I might eat some nice food, you never know. I won't be eating any fucking Norwegian food. It's all bloody old. Really, brown cheese, Tony.
Go on.
No one wants brown cheese,
well,
do they?
No, not really.
No. Norwegians do. They reckon it's nice. They're kidding themselves. You're kidding yourselves, Norway. Your brown cheese is manky. Right, let's play two songs in a row, shall we? Stay tuned for 3615 Francis. That's an odd band name. Gok 2, 3615 Francis. What is going on? The last one's even crazier. But first, Tony, the Sex Organs. That is the Sex Organs. Their first album, Intergalactic Sex Tourists, is being reissued. And it is tremendous. They say they're intergalactic sex tourists, but you know what? One might be Dutch, one might be Swiss. I'm not going into more detail than that. You can find out more by going to their Bandcamp page, which is...
Sexorgans.bandcamp.com.
Life's not fair, Tony.
No, it's
sexorgans.bandcamp.com, even though they are the sex organs. It's sexorgans.bandcamp.com, making it poorly internet 621. Stay tuned for 3615 Francis, as I say, but first of all, this is the Sex Organs Itch.
Scratch that itch. scratch, baby, scratch, baby, scratch at it.
Zaffel.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 3615 Francis and a track called Playboy. They are electro punk from Nice, which I find rather nice. Just see what I did after place on words never stopped coming. They are electro punk from Nice. What is 3615 Francis's Bandcamp page?
3615francis.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. It's the numeric 3615 and then Francis, Francis, .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet 6. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I haven't got, it's been very quiet. As I say, oh, it must be sunny out there. Or you don't care. Either way.
Or you're happy with the world.
Or you're happy with the world, yeah. Like everyone is I talk to at the moment. Oh, everyone's so happy. And yeah, and not, really I'm never moaning about anything about people in power, other countries, politics. But yeah, if you do have a twat, please don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. That's all I need. Let me know your twat. It can't be Steve every week. Steve needs, sometimes needs a break.
And, he does.
And Steve, thank you very much, Steve, for keeping us going on twats. But yeah, someone else can also help out. So get your twats in. Otherwise, can't do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all right because I have some more additional material. Not only did we get Jeff's joke this week, we've heard again from Chris Ridgeway, Tony.
Cool.
And I tried to write him a jingle thing.
Mm.
But I couldn't do it because Audacity wasn't having what I wanted it to do. But I thought we'd try and give him a live one.
All right.
This won't work. But what I wanted to do, you know the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight? When he goes, oh, I'm on my way. That one, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So rather than saying, I win my way, I thought you could go, I ridge away. I'll just try it, see what happens.
Okay. When do you want to start now?
Just start, yeah.
A ridge away.
We got a poem from Chris Ridgeway.
Have we?
Says. No, he doesn't say that. What Chris says, Paul and Tony, Goopa Goopa. The doctors identified me as male when I was born. Well, they said this guy looks a dick, so I guess that counts. Can't thank you both enough for the years of entertainment and all the great music you have exposed me to. Where have you been, Chris?
Mm.
Anyway, Chris has written a poem for us. It's not funny.
Right, okay.
Unless there's something I'm missing.
Right.
Anyway, Chris's poem here goes. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy substitute joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. That's what Chris has done, and here we go with the poem title, Choose Your Ad Experienced. Here we go. Chips are hot, but never greasy. Order them, they go down easy. They all lie. Choose the one that fits you just right for all your days, heavy or light. They all lie. Please wear our shoes, you'll jump real high. You become famous, never die. They all lie. Order from us, it gets there fast. Does it matter? The shit won't last. They all lie. We'll fix the world, but buy our stuff. Our shit's the best, and that's enough. They all lie. Vote for me and I'll fix this place. The bastards lie right to your face. They all lie. By Chris Ridgeway. If you want to say the last name on air, it's fine with me. To honour my dad, it's pronounced Ridgeway. See, because last time we didn't do his last name in case he didn't want us to, but he does it.
Ridgeway.
Thank you very much, Chris. That was Poetry Corner. We put that to bed. one last track this week. Larry73, Tony. It's getting more crazy.
Wow.
Such a departure. Three-piece pop punk from Kent, Tony. Larry73. What? And Kent, oh, only just across the water from France, you know, to 3615 France. It's down there in Nice. And then Larry73 up there from Kent, you know, the Kentish men, the men of Kent. Who knows? What I want to know is, what is Larry73's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Larry73.
Facebook.com/Larry_73. And that's not the little line, that's the whole word. L-A-R-R-Y UNDERSCORE and then the numeric 73. Facebook.com/Larry_73. Making it Paulie B and the Internet 7, Tony 2. And this is, quite fittingly, Radio Silence. That's about the size of it for this week's show. That was Larry 73, track called Radio Silence. Find out more, facebook.com/Larry_73. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can get to the show, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. Do check it out. Keep a track of it. Keep a bookmark of it. Let us know if you like it. You can find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandrew.sc, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot to say Spotify.
It's all right, it's fine.
I just said right.
Yeah. Yeah. The shows are on there. They keep trying to remove us, but I think we're all right. I think I've got into the swing of it. And then yeah, there's Amazon Music, Alexa. There's a skill, something or other. As we say, I don't really know. I mean, I'm in the technical world, but I don't have an Alexa. Never use a skill, but yeah. If you have got one, it's there to use. You know, it's free. Yeah. Give it a try. Why not? What can go wrong? What, you kill it? That's all right.
And let's face it, we're so bored of each other this week. I missed out on the Spotify because I was looking at my phone while you were talking.
How rude.
I don't think I've ever done that before. I'm so sorry about that.
I remember I got the voice that just bores me. Maybe that's the problem we've got. Maybe Tony talks less. That's
oh, no. I need Tony to talk more. Look, regardless, one or two of you might see Tony and his backing bands.
Yep.
in Bolton this weekend. You are likely to see me because I'm doing fuck all. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.